that Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Ah, yes, the magnificent Trolley Sour Bright Crawler, also known as Trollicus brightolus. The worm's captivating neon color makes it an easy, gummy prey.
Trolley!
It's a surprisingly sour, invitingly chewy, staggeringly snackable species unlike anything else found on this planet.
Eat me!
Delicious. Visit Trolley.com to shop now.
Trolley, eat me!
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
I'm Franny Benali.
This is Klaus Lundekvam.
I'm Matt Letitia.
Dean Hammond here.
And you're listening to In That Number.
Here is Letitia, and he's done it! Number! There's the reply! Barry of the Haas! History made!
It's James Beattie. Oh, Belter!
Barry for the hat-trick!
Lifts it, and he's got it in as well! And Danny Ings has done it again!
Thanks for checking out In That Number with me, Kevin, the Moscow Mush Milverton, and Ray Hunt. Find me on Twitter at Moscow Mush, and my co-host Ray Hunt at RayHunt84. Follow the show at Number Podcast on Twitter, In That Number Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. If you've got any questions for the show, if you can be bothered, send us an email to inthatnumberpodcast@gmail.com. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever it is you get your podcasts. Share, subscribe, and give us good vibes. Let's go.
Welcome to another episode of In That Number. This is episode 160, and we are back. We say goodbye to a fan favourite and welcome a new chapter with the influx of summer signings. I trust you are all enjoying your summer and are hopeful, or more hopeful, for the campaign ahead. Today, we just have a little catch-up to do with all the recent news as we edge closer. I'm delighted to have my partner in crime back, the Moscow Mush Kevin Milverton.
Hello there.
Hello there. Yeah. Good, yes. Kevin, let's get excited. Yeah, we're into the middle of the July now, and of course that means we're mere weeks away from all the action and even closer to those pre-season matches.
Yeah, it's flying by really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a good thing though, because I'm missing it.
Well, it's an early start this season anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, but before we get into all that, how are you? Because, you know, I'm fresh off of having Dan Harding and Jos Højvald on as special guests, but my favourite by far is, of course, you.
Ah, that's
good. It's great to have you back.
Thanks. It's good to be back. Cheers, man.
What's been happening?
Not much. Just the summer. Being on holiday, that was nice.
Yes, Turkey, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked amazing. And now you're back and working and
ready for a new season. How about yourself?
Excellent. Yes, I'm okay. It's just it's hot. It's hot. You know, I don't like the heat. It's unbearable for me, but yeah, I'm just being a wimp. I just want to say as well, happy birthday to my number one child. He's 12 today.
Oh my God.
I know what you're thinking, because I'm not old enough to have a 12-year-old. Oh, just the laughter. No,
almost birthday. A teenager, mate.
I know. Well, he acts like it. He's been acting like it for years now, to be fair.
Maybe you'll get through it quicker.
Right. We got lots to go through today. So Shall we get into that ITN news then, Mush?
Go on then, let's crack it open.
This is ITN In That Number News.
Okay then, here we go. As I said, lots to go through, but I'm going to start with the fixtures for next season. Of course, they were released. Quite a difficult start, actually. I'll go through the first five. So on Saturday, the 6th of August, we have Spurs away. Saturday, the 13th of August, Leeds at home. And I'm on holiday for that one, so I'm going to miss the first game of the bloody season. Typical. And then Saturday, the 20th of August, Leicester away. And then those two ones to see out the month. Saturday, the 28th of August, it's Man United at home. That's on BT Sport. And then Tuesday, the 30th of August, Chelsea at home. That is also on BT Sport. Kev, really fucking tough start. I mean,
yeah.
Spurs are creating waves in the market. You know, even Perisic, Bissouma, Richarlison. Oh, and of course, big phrase. It's clear that, yes, that Conte means business this year. And we certainly feel like they can better that fourth from last season. Incidentally, by the way, Richarlison won't be playing in that season opener, so that's something. Then on to Leeds at home, which is, well, you look at the first five and you think that one's got to be a must, right? Leicester away and then United and Chelsea, you know, it couldn't be more trickier, could it? But, you know, three home games.
Yeah. God, it's going to be a tough start.
Bottom of the league in September.
I wouldn't be surprised if we're in the relegation zone, but I wouldn't be worried about that.
No. It's, in a way, it's good to get those tough ones out of the way, isn't it?
I suppose so. Also, you can write off the end of the season like we did last time.
Yeah, that's it. But before that league starts, though, Kev, you've got the pre-season friendlies, and looks like they've all been announced now, and we start next Saturday. Saturday the 16th of July, a friendly against RB Leipzig. And then Monday the 18th of July, just 2 days later, is the Austria Klagenfurt game. 23rd of July, away to Watford. And then the two home games, it's Wednesday the 27th against Monaco and Saturday the 30th, Villarreal. I have my ticket ready for that one. Yes. So even though the Villarreal one's the last one, but the Monaco tickets aren't on sale yet because it was announced after. But yeah, so that's the pre-season schedule.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, it looks like a Europa League group stage.
It does, yeah.
And Watford.
Yeah, just about to say, yeah, and Watford. Yeah, I'm looking forward to you know, returning to St Mary's and seeing the likes of Monaco and Villarreal. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Who's the Monaco manager?
I don't know.
I can tell you.
Philippe Clément. Clément. Okay. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, fair enough. So there's been wholesale changes, not just in the playing staff, but in the non-playing staff. We've seen, we talked about the coaching staff that left at the end of last season. Mm-hmm. Dave Watson, Kelvin Davis and Craig Fleming have all left. Yeah, we're seeing people coming in to replace them. So we've got the former under-18 coach, Carl Martin, Alex Clapham, who's coming from Notts County.
Yes.
Yeah, more importantly, Ralph seems to have a new number two. Ruben, is it Selles or Shellish?
That's Selles, I believe.
Yeah, he used to be assistant manager at FC Copenhagen, has seen great successes with them. So I think this has got a Sport Republic stamp all over it.
Definitely, yeah.
First team coach Richard Kitzbichler stays. So there's Andrew Barks, and you've got Alex Gross, who's the head sports scientist. And more recently, you've got Joe Shields, who's just announced.
Yeah, Martin Glover gone. And I think he went to Leicester, didn't he? And then Joe Shields coming in from Man City. So we're poaching all the, you know, Man City players as well as the staff, so it seems. It was Chelsea last year. It seems to be Man City this year. But, I mean, if you're getting all the, you know, the best ones from the champions and all that, then can't be a bad thing. But, yeah, Shields has spent 9 years at City, and he comes in with, you know, he's got a great reputation and you know, great eye for scouting youth talent. So,
is he the one who brought Jadon Sancho?
Yes, he was, yes.
Some more outgoings. We've sent a few of the younger players out back on loan. Caleb Watts goes to Morecambe. Kazim Alekbi to Ross County.
Yeah, I'm gutted about that one.
About Kazim Alekbi or Caleb Watts?
No, Alekbi. I want the whole King Kazim to start. But yeah, because he was so good at the B team, and I was hoping he was going to get his chance in the first team this year, but no, he's off out on loan to Ross County.
Seems to have got a deal running there. Maybe it could be another Sport Republic team. And Daniel Lindelöf, he's back to Cheltenham for another season.
Yeah, I'm not too bothered about that one, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, you say Caleb Watts and Lindsay, they both had their chances in the first team, but yeah, because even like he didn't.
But Caleb Watts last year was injured pretty much the whole of the season. He had like 10 minutes of action and then he got injured. So, yeah, I don't disagree with sending him out on loan again to get some play time because he's not going to get it, you know, competitively in the first team yet. Mm. So, yeah, I don't think that's a bad move at all for him and for Morecambe, obviously. But Dan and Lindelöf, yeah, I'm not fussed about that. I think if he was something that you know, an option that we were going to be looking at, then... You know, as you said, he's had his chances and still feel like he should go out on loan. I just feel like this one's going to just loan until they eventually sell him.
Yeah, that's a shame.
And speaking of selling, who are the players that have left us this season, Kev?
Well, we seem to have only just released players. We haven't actually sold anyone, have we?
No, that's true, because, you know, contracts up and all that, but there's still time.
Yeah, so Fraser Forster, he was released. And he's now since joined Spurs. Kind of disappointed with that one, but I think we all knew that Alex McCarthy, McDeal, the Alex McCarthy deal had been done behind closed doors. So whatever Fraser did on the pitch didn't really matter, which is, yeah, I think it's a bit of a fuck up, to be honest, but hey. Good luck to him at Spurs. I hope game time. But Harry Lewis also, yeah, goalkeeper, gone after all those years. He's joined Mark Hughes back at Bradford.
Is Mark Hughes at Bradford?
Yeah, he's the Bradford manager.
I didn't know that. I just assumed that, you know, since he got sacked from Saints, he's just been out of the picture, isn't he? I don't even think he's been doing any punditry or anything. But, I didn't know.
You know, I've seen him on BT Sport or something.
Well, maybe I just blanked him out, like all the other pundits on BT.
They must have wheeled him out for the Euros when Wales are in that.
Yeah, possibly.
But, yeah, good luck to both of them. Romelu Mitchell, I remember we seemed to announce him with some great fanfare.
Yeah, it's because we got him at the same time as Che Adams from Birmingham, didn't we?
And that's right.
Yeah, he was well sought after, I thought, you know, Romelu Mitchell, but obviously surplus to requirements.
No, so yeah, he's been released and since signed for West Brom. Other players who have been released who are still unattached, we've got Oladale Olufunwa, Benny Smalls, Braithwaite, Jaden Smith and Ethan Burnett. Good luck to them for finding a new team for the next season. And of course, the legend that is Shane Long.
Yeah, and I feel like we should discuss Shane a little bit at length. How do you feel about this one, Kev? Were you surprised by this, or is it something that you saw coming? I mean, we talked about it off the show and thought that, you know, another year would be on the cards.
Yeah, and the club did put out a statement saying that talks were ongoing with Big Willie and Shane Long. Yeah, we've since signed Willie on a year extension, but Shane, I think I saw something on social media where his wife was giving out saying that, well, if the club can't remember his phone number.
Yeah, because I saw,
these talks that were ongoing apparently didn't happen at all.
Yeah, it's a bit iffy.
They never really planned on extending it. Yeah, which is a bit harsh, I think. It's a real shame after, what, 8 years, 8 seasons.
Yeah.
And you can see that he's still got energy left. I think he still had a role to play at the club somewhere, and he's much more a useful player than Theo Walcott, for example.
Definitely, but I mean, he's still
with Birdie with. Yeah, well, I mean, good luck trying to pass him on.
Well, yeah, he's got a year left of his contract, so someone's going to have to steal him. Otherwise, he's just going to see his contract out and retire unannounced, really, just sort of like slip by unless somebody wants him.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the wages, isn't it, they have to cover. I don't think that's so much of an issue with Shane. But hey, yeah, he was, you know, 2 seasons short of a testimonial, 198 appearances.
Yeah, 198 in the Premier League, wasn't it? Yeah. And 245 in all competitions and 37 goals in all competitions.
So, 37 goals, yeah.
Yeah, great servant and 8 long years. Do you see what I did there?
I do see what you did there, yeah. I mean, he wasn't the kind of player who'd be, you know, banging in a dozen goals every season. But, yeah, just the effort that he put in on the pitch was unparalleled. And, yeah, he's my favourite for that reason. And, yeah, I think he'll go down as a sort of, maybe not a legend, but a cult hero, I think, at Saints, especially with scoring that goal at Anfield. And, of course, the fastest goal in Premier League history.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, when we signed him, it was, what, 2014 from Hull, 12 million quid. And that's a bargain, it seems like. You get all those years out of him. And just, yeah, lots of happy memories, if you said. And, of course, yeah, used sparingly in his later years and went on at loan to Bournemouth, didn't he? Came back last season, scored his first Premier League goal in over 2 years, and he was only on the field for a couple of seconds, wasn't he? And yeah, and he scored in the FA Cup, didn't he, against Swansea, that extra time
Swansea
winner.
Swansea, I remember.
Yeah, and you mentioned it, that EFL Cup semi-final goal at Anfield, and you know, the 7.69 second against Watford. But yeah, I like here, just, you know, 100% effort every time, no matter what position the team was in, he always came on. And he just played non-stop and great in the air. Fantastic player. It just and not only that, you know, great person to have in the dressing room. And it's a shame that it's come to an end. And I think it looks like he's going to be joining Paul Ince's Reading. A little return there for Long. But there's also interest from QPR. But I hope he carries on and gets more football, because I think in the Championship, you know, anyone would be lucky to have him.
Yeah, he spent 7 seasons at Reading, so that's I think he must be quite well respected there. So
yeah, I just wish they'd sort him out right now. But it begs the question, Kevin, who's going to wear that new number 7 shirt for us? That's had some legends down the years and cult heroes. But yeah, who's going to take it now?
Yeah, it's a good question.
I don't think he's here yet.
No, probably not. So I have to maybe not retire, but give that number 7 a rest.
Unless they get someone like... What
about if Armando comes back?
It's a possibility, isn't it?
Brad Donner.
Yeah, that is a possibility. Yeah, and incomings, Kevin. Been very, very busy in the summer so far. One of the busiest that we've had for a while, and certainly in the Premier League this season.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we're still not as busy as we were last season. I think I remember the first window we commented on, we had 5 signings, and they were quite big signings, 5 quite big first team signings. And last season we had quite a few youngsters, and it seems that's the format that they're following for this season. Yeah, first to be announced was Gavin Bazunu. I think all of these deals are undisclosed, aren't they?
Yes, they are undisclosed, but if you dig a little bit further, there's varying sources on prices, but I heard he was around 12 million.
12 million, yeah. I've even heard more than that, but yeah, which is quite a lot for a 20-year-old goalkeeper.
There's a lot of people that are raving about him behind the scenes and stuff. I spoke to a couple of people, mutual friends of ours, actually. Obviously, he's Irish, isn't he? And he is so big on this kid. Says that he's known about him for years and years, and said that he's a fantastic, fantastic keeper. I was more like, oh, okay, they've signed a goalkeeper, but it's not like a Nick Pope or a Sam Johnston that we were linked with, and it's someone that is relatively unknown. But after talking to a few people, I've changed my mind about him. I've done some digging on him, and he does look like the real deal. And hopefully, I mean, it begs the question, like, is he going to start at number one, or is Maka going to come in? And I just don't know. I don't know what's going to happen early doors. He might just be... I mean, pre-season's going to play a massive factor in that, for sure.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think Maka is pretty much nailed on to be the first choice goalkeeper. I think Ralph has made his decision that, and he made it maybe halfway through last season. So I think he's going to stick with that. So I don't know whether that sees him on the bench, or, you know, maybe shifted out to the B team, see how he gets on there.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, because with Willie as well.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, he's first choice keeper for Ireland. He seems to have shifted Grieving Gallagher out of that number one shirt. And he spent the season on loan last year at a certain club down the road.
Yeah, that was he was their best player as well. I think it was the day before, wasn't it? He was announced as their player of the season, and then after he signed for Saints.
Yeah.
Always a laugh.
Yeah, and the social media were trolling Pompey because of that. But yeah, it's an interesting signing, but I don't know. I'm quite wary of signing expensive, young, hyped goalkeepers from
Angus Gunn.
Manchester City. Yeah, you've got quite experience doing that. Hopefully, it'll be different this time. But you know, for that money, he's not going to be. He's going to have to play first team football sooner rather than later, isn't he?
For sure. Yeah.
And I think that raises the question of what the roles are for the other three keepers that we've got. Maka, Willy that we've re-extended, and Mateusz Lis. Who's the second signing that we've announced this season.
Yeah, from Altay in Turkey.
That's right, yeah. Well, he came through the youth system at Lech Poznan, so he's probably very good mates with Jan Bednarek.
Mm-hmm.
And he was first choice keeper for Wisla Krakow between 2018 and 2021. And like you said, yeah, he was in the Turkish Super League last season, and we got him on a free. I don't know, what do you think we're going to see him play at all?
No risk there. No, I don't think so. I think they'll probably send him out on loan, if I'm honest.
Yeah, that would make a lot more sense.
Yeah, maybe to that team up the road. No, that's not going to happen. No, or even, you know, be a first choice keeper in the Bees. I don't know. But I think a loan move might be good for him.
Yeah, back to Poland, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they seem to be working through from back to front, don't they? Where we've started with the goalkeepers, then next signed centre back.
Yeah. Moving up the field, yeah.
Armel Belakotchap from Bochum.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about him. This is an undisclosed fee. I don't know too much about him at all.
Rumour is that it's about 10 million euros.
Okay.
So again, quite a lot for a youngster. It's 9 appearances for Germany under 21.
Does this seem like another Kevin Danso signing to you? Or am I wrong?
Kevin Danso? Or who did we sign last season? No, Terry Small.
Oh, yeah, but Thierry Small played a big part in the B team, didn't he? And he's a left back, so I think there's still a lot more to come from Thierry Small.
Tynel Simiu?
Oh, yes, of course, Simiu, yeah. He went out on loan to Carlisle, didn't he? Yeah, big season for him, because we haven't really talked about Simiu. Like, what is his role going to be in the team? I imagine it will be B team from the start. And then, you know, gradually ease him in. He definitely plays some role in the first team if he's not loaned out, whether that be in the second round of the Carabao Cup. You imagine he'll get a start in that one. If he's not loaned out again.
What do you think of Romeo Lavia?
Again, I don't know an awful lot about him, but, you know, from Man City again, 10.5 million, which could rise to 14. So he's an 18-year-old defensive midfielder. City have installed a 20% sell-on clause and a buyback clause of 40 million. So this sounds like a good bit of business for something, you know, if Man City are that keen to, you know, attach these clauses onto him, they want something back in return. Kind of like the whole Livramento last season from Chelsea. It was kind of a deal like that filled, but I don't know whether he's, I mean, how can he get straight into that first team with Romeu and James Ward-Prowse there?
I mean, I just, and you've got Diallo in his way as well.
Mm. Is he better than Diallo? But he's only 18, don't forget.
Yeah, I mean, we're spending a lot of money on youngsters.
Yeah, but I mean, that's Ralph's plan, isn't it? He's all about the youth and turn him into something. But I mean, I don't really know an awful lot about him. I know he's Belgian and he spent his youth in Anderlecht before switching to City. They obviously picked him up at a young age and saw something in him. His strengths basically are ball winning and he's good on the ball physically. He's difficult to get the ball off of. Great awareness and good technical ability. So something that we need there. So we need a calmer head in that position as well.
Yeah. And yeah, just was it yesterday or the day before yesterday when Joe Aribo? Yeah. From Rangers.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard rumours about this for about a month now and some people have been, you know, posting on social media that if we do manage to get him for £6 million, this could be the bargain of the season. And they did. So £6 million rising to 10. But yeah, you know, 25-year-old Nigerian versatile midfielder. So he can play across all of the midfield. And he has played up front as well.
Mm.
He signed a 4-year deal. Spent the last seasons at Ibrox, obviously, where he played 149 times and scored 26 goals. That's excellent. Previously at Charlton as well, and he's got 20 caps for Nigeria, so this one, Kevin, seems like a perfect signing. I am very excited about this one.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's probably the first player that is first team ready, I think.
Yeah.
You want to see him either in the team or on the bench for that first match against Spurs.
I think he'll be on the bench, yeah. But yeah, there's lots to come from him, I feel. And yeah, a lot of people are excited about this.
Yeah, definitely. Because I was getting a bit frustrated that we're spending huge amounts of money on hotly tipped teenagers that we've never heard of. This is the first player I think is a serious contender being the first team. But I still think we're, you know, a few players short.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I think up front we're definitely short, aren't we? We do need another goal scorer. Goalkeeper sorted. Yeah. Defensively, I mean, there's a lot of talk about players going out as well. So we do need to strengthen centrally as well, I believe. And, you know, at the end of last season, we talked about that right back. What's going on there? Because, you know, Livramento's out. Are we going to get a new signing or probably a loan signing, I believe, for that right back position as a backup to Kyle Walker-Peters?
Well, I've seen pictures of him back in training.
Yeah, he's working hard. Yeah, he's not going to be ready just yet, but yeah.
Well, hopefully sooner rather than later. But yeah, we've got Kyle Walker-Peters and Perot to cover the fullback positions. Valerie, Raph seems to see something in him, so.
Yeah.
He's always there as a backup.
Oh, whether he plays central or right back, he is there, so yeah. But yeah, those are the signings so far, but not to mention the new deals for Maka and Keggs. Chalky's has re-signed. Chalky actually re-signed on the 9th of June and has agreed another two-year extension to keep him until July 2024. Alex McCarthy, if you remember, we mentioned that a new deal, you know, he did sign that new deal, but it was unreported. And now it's clear that he did sign that new deal back in February and he'll remain a Saint until June 2025.
Right.
Not happy with that one then.
It is what it is, isn't it?
It would have been better for Forster. I think there's not a lot of Saints fans that would disagree with that.
Mm.
I mean, yeah, on the whole so far, Kev, what do you make of these signings? Because we know goalkeepers were a must. Three of them coming in if you include the Caballero extension. So Bazunu's 20. Liss is 25. You've got Bella Kotchap is 20. All still very young, but very much in the mould of a Ralph signing. And then, of course, Lavia and Aribo.
Yeah, I just hope that, you know, there's three, four more signings to be announced at least. I really hope that we haven't just blown our budget on youngsters.
Youngsters that aren't ready.
It's a very, very risky strategy. Exactly, yeah. I think we need a couple of players, just maybe one or two, just to go straight in, and maybe, you know, the other couple of youngsters if there's anyone that we've got our eye on and we fancy. But I think we do need a first team ready centre back and a striker. Everything else, I think, can probably wait.
I agree. Yeah, definitely a centre forward, a goal scorer. We need that.
Yeah, and I think we've got a couple of missed targets. Really, I mean, a realistic first choice goalie would have been nice over Maka. We've seen Nick Pope go to Newcastle. Maybe we can't compete with Newcastle for the wages, but Sam Johnson also has gone, and we were linked to him last season.
Yeah, but I mean, we're in the unknown, aren't we, at the moment? And you never know, that they could all come in and just be fantastic in pre-season and think, yeah, you know, we've got a decent squad here, a good young squad, and they all seem to be first team ready. That's the plan anyway.
Yeah, is anyone in particular you'd like to see come in? I mean, Ben Mee's still a free agent. Do you think that could work out for us?
It will be different, won't it? It'll be different to the mould that Ralph has gone for the last few years. But yeah, but then you do need some experience, don't you? And Ben Mee would certainly bring that.
Mm-hmm.
And what is he now, 31, Ben Mee?
About
a good age to, you know, to be bringing in a player on a short-term deal, like a two-year deal or whatever. Someone that's going to bring experience and is a solid defensive player. I wouldn't disagree with that. But I think the attentions need to go into a first team ready centre back and another number nine, another goal scorer.
Yeah, I mean, there's been news that Ambrosia has been shunned by Thomas Tuchel, that he's decided not to take him on the pre-season tour.
Yes, I have heard this, but I've also heard that Saints have not been interested in Breuer at all. All the reports have been a complete farce. They have not been, you know, preparing a bid for him in any way, shape or form. But then Breuer has said, yeah, like these reports are coming out, that he wants to be playing first team football. And Tuchel has apparently said that he's not anywhere near first team at Chelsea yet. And Breuer's been unhappy with that and said that he doesn't want to go on pre-season. So the door is open now.
Mm.
But there are, of course, a lot of teams that are sniffing around him. I think Leicester were interested at one point.
Oh, God.
Transfer rumours then, Kev. I'm still hearing Wolves midfielder Morgan Gibbs-White. They keep popping up and that could cost around £25 million, however. So that's a no-no. I've heard of Charles de Ketler, 21-year-old Belgian attacking midfielder. Whether that's going to happen now because of the arrival of Aribo. But yeah, he's attracting interest from Inter Milan and heavy interest from Leeds as well. So I don't know if that's a deal now. And of course, that Liverpool defender, Nico Williams, that keeps coming back in the tabloids. That's all I seem to hear. Have you heard any decent rumours, Kevin?
Okay, so you've got four players here. Three of them have been linked with us. One I've just completely made up.
Okay.
All right, so you've got 21-year-old Stade Rennes centre-back, Loic Bon. Got 24-year-old Blackburn forward, Ben Diaz. 18-year-old Shamrock Rovers striker, Adomo Imahu. And 23-year-old Bologna midfielder, Matthias Svanberg.
Ah, okay. So I know Svanberg is real, because I wanted that to happen. That was around 8 million quid they were reckoning. And I also know that Ben Diaz, or Ben Brereton Diaz, is a real one. I think it's the first one. I think you've made that up. I think the Shamrock one is real. So I'm going to go with the first one. Bon is false.
Yeah.
Yes! Yeah, right. Yeah. That's the first time I've got that right.
There were some other players that I've noted down. Stephen Mavadivi. Stevie Mavadivi from Montpellier.
Oh, see, I don't know that one.
Junior Adamu, that's come up quite a few times. Red Bull Salzburg forward. James Garner from Man United. Levi Colwell from Chelsea.
So I really want that one to happen. Played in that Championship playoff final. So he's a Southampton boy. So
that'd be great, Sam. Yeah, that's about the long and the short of it.
Good work, Kev.
Any other rumours that we haven't mentioned?
Only that are just completely out of it. I've heard one today, Moussa Dembélé. Which is that's a no. And yeah, just things like that aren't really worth mentioning.
So, right.
We'll see. Kevin, the kits, the long-awaited kit launch, both home and away release, third one we're still waiting for. It's kind of splitting the fan base. And I haven't actually talked to you about this, so I really, really want to know your thoughts. But let's start with the home shirt. Well, what do you make of that?
I'm not a huge fan of it. It's like a reverse version of that Florida kit from the 80s or the 17-18 one, where they revived that pattern. I'm not sold on it. Maybe after watching a few games I'm like fall in love with it, but it's not my cup of tea, to be honest. Do you like it?
I like it, but I don't love it. And like you said, yeah, reversing the colours of that famous kit, singular red stripe, black round neck, and of course the famous Hummel chevrons down the arm. Yeah, as I say, I like it. I'm not in love with it. I just think the white looks cheap, because I don't know. I mean, when you look at a Nike kit or an Adidas kit, you've got that the material just seems to look a little bit more classy. But the Hummel kits, they just seem really thin, and they just look cheap to me. Even last year's looks cheap fabric. I'm not convinced of that. The white just looks a bit, ugh. I don't know. Maybe if the red stripe was on the back as well, it would look a bit better. But the back is just completely white, so it kind of looks like an away shirt from the back. I don't dislike it. I'll probably get it in the end of season sales.
I'm still crying out for a collar. I mean, Hummel likes the kind of retro style shirts. Why don't they have a proper collar?
But the away shirt, Kev, desperate to know what you feel about this one, because, I mean, again, this is splitting.
You're creating waves online.
Yeah, I like it. I see what you did there. Yes, it's teal, aqua, and gold. Striking waves, taking inspiration from the docks and the Solent. I don't like it, Kev. I hate it. I like the colours. I just think it's a little bit too much. And I was skim reading through some comments upon release, and someone said that it looks like a Smurf has had a happy ending. And I can't get that out of my head now.
Reminds me, what's that Japanese painting of the wave? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Well, maybe someone listening knows what I'm talking about.
Hopefully.
It just looks like that.
Do you like it?
Yeah,
I've got it now, by the way. Hokusai, the great wave. It looks very much like that, Kev. You're right. Anybody who's interested in what Kev's talking about, it's called the Furoshiki Hokusai, the great wave. Look at that, and you'll see what Kev's on about. Yeah, I agree, it does look like that.
Yeah, it's definitely original.
Yeah, but there's it's for the local area. It's like, yeah, I get that, but it still doesn't mean I have to like it. I don't like it at all. I will not be buying this one. It's hideous. Probably one of the worst kits I've ever seen, if I'm honest.
Wow. Okay, that's a big statement.
But I guess it was designed to do just that. You either love it or you hate it.
Mm.
But you're going to break that mold and tell me it's all right. I don't hate it. I don't like it.
Yeah, I think I can see definitely it's divisive. You're either going to love it or hate it.
I don't disagree with the idea.
Have to go fair enough. Fair play for them to them for trying. Do you think they'll have to go a bit more conservative with the home kit?
No, the away kit, you mean? Yeah, definitely.
The away kit, sorry. Yeah.
No, that is the away kit, the third, yeah. I think so. I think they're just going to have to go plain just to balance it out. But I mean, a lot of people also said that they thought this one looked more like a third kit, and I agree with that. And I wouldn't, you know, minded it so much, but because it's an away shirt, and most probably we'll be wearing it at Tottenham on the first game of the season because, you know, our kit's got a lot of white in it, so I guess they're going to have to go with the away shirt, which doesn't clash with any of the Spurs colours. I don't think it clashes with any colours of anyone in the Premier League, so it will be seen quite a lot. And the B team wore it yesterday as well, so yeah, it's it's not my cup of tea.
Mm.
Happy ending.
Okay, so if you want to buy one kit this season, it's probably going to be the home one.
Yeah, unless there's an away shirt like last year's, like the yellow and blue, which I absolutely love.
Yeah, but this away kit they've got now is already yellow and blue, isn't it?
It's an
interpretation of it.
Yeah. It'll probably be black.
It's going to be a black kit, isn't it?
It will be black, yeah. I imagine so, yeah. Right, moving on from the kits then. Yes, Discord this year. Discord, Fantasy Football, Super 6. Come along and join our Discord group. It's open to all. It's free to enter, of course. Just get in touch with myself or the Moscow Mush and we'll get you in. You can join in on our debates, the predictions league, and just the general chit-chat. It doesn't even have to be about football. Got lots of topics on there, so it'd be great to interact with more of you. And the fantasy football will be starting up again shortly. I've already done my team, just a base team. So get in touch and we'll get you the code for that too. And Super 6, the league is almost ready. So yeah, and again, get in contact and we'll get you in there. Right, Kevin, we're going to go and chat about the B team for a little bit. Lots more contracts in the week for the academy. I say the B team, it's more, you know, the whole academy, so the B team, the under 18s, whatever, but a lot of signings or contracts that they've renewed or signed.
Okay, new contracts for Ollie Lancashire, the old man in the team, the chaperone, Keggs Chalky, Sam Bailey, Sam Bellis, Josh Jeffries, new signing Alex Iwumene.
Yeah, he come from Sutton United. He was a brand new signing this year, but he's going to go straight into the academy.
Nathaniel Boot, Brendan Charles, Jimmy J Morgan.
Yeah, Jimmy J Morgan. Just going on him, he was the one who played in that last game against Newcastle for the B team and scored at 16 years old. So
that's impressive. Isaac Bailey, Ethan Hartness, Tyler Edmondson, Joe Andrews, Will Merry, and Reggie Evans.
Yes, all looking to make an impact, no doubt, in the B team or the under 18s. And yesterday, the B team started their pre-season and they played Frome Town in Somerset. Drew 2-2, but they come from two down with 10 minutes to go as well. They scored their equaliser. It was a very, very hot day, obviously, and tiredness crept in. Dave Horseman actually changed the whole squad at the half. Will Ferry got the opener. It's good to see him back. And a trialist appeared to get the leveller. So, yeah, that was the start. And again, they travel to Spain now, the youngsters, and they play FC Cartagena Wednesday, the 13th of July. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff. And that's at the Pinatar Football Centre in Spain. I've checked that place out. That looks awesome, like a whole, you know, football centre. Where they're having a little pre-season tournament and they'll also play Villarreal at that very same facility. So a nice little trip for the lads to go and get drunk in southern Spain.
Play on the bus to Marbella.
And the rest of their pre-season fixtures then for the B team. I say Frome Town yesterday 2-2. They've got FC Cartagena on Wednesday. And then they play Villarreal, Wickham Wanderers, Eastleigh, Watford, and AFC Totten in their preparations before the season starts. They've also released the fixtures for the Papa John's Trophy. They are in a group with Forest Green Rovers, Exeter City, and Newport County, playing all of those away from home. So Forest Green on the 30th of August, Exeter City on the 27th of September, and Newport County on the 18th of October. League fixtures are still yet to be released. And the women's then, lots of stuff going on with the women's team, obviously, you know, going up to the championship and all that. Katie Rood has left, as well as Caitlin Morris, but they brought in 19-year-old defender Paige Peake. She was robbed from last season's rivals Ipswich Town, and forward Beth Lumsden from more rivals Oxford. That's a big signing, I believe, because, I mean, she scored 27 goals last season and brings experience. She's only 22 as well, so that's a big, big signing. And day before yesterday, so Friday, they signed goalkeeper Sophie Harris. Their championship fixtures have been released, and they will open up the campaign at home to Charlton Athletic on August the 21st. And their pre-season schedule kicks off on the 16th of July, that's next Saturday, and they play Celtic away, Charlton away, Lewis at home, and Leicester away, and no reports yet for the under-18s schedule. Kevin, is there anything else that you want to add to this pre-season preview?
Just that fantasy football's back, and if you're sorting your team out, definitely join our league.
Yep, and as I said, get in contact with us and we'll give you the codes. So yeah, the more the merrier. Before we go, Kev, I do have another Where Am I, if you are interested.
Oh yes, yeah, go on.
So you remember the game. I give you five clues, the first clue being worth 5 points, and so on till the fifth clue. If you get it on that, you get 1 point. You get one guess. If you do not get it, you get nothing. So I'm going to keep your scores for this season and we'll keep this going, OK? Now, these teams are in England only, OK? Until I say so.
Okay.
So for what the clue number one for 5 points, located 258 miles from St. Mary's Stadium. Okay. You'll be foolish to take a stab in this one, right?
Yeah, there's a lot in that belt, isn't there?
Clue number two then for 4 points. Approximately 83 miles south of Newcastle. So you should have an idea now with your expert geography knowledge that whereabouts we are.
Yeah.
No guesses?
No guesses.
Okay, for 3 points then. They won the FA Trophy in 2019-20 and gained promotion to League Two in May 2020 and are currently still playing in League Two. Really tricky, this one, isn't it?
Ooh, I've got an idea.
Hmm.
Okay. I'm going to wait for the next clue.
It's probably wise. Clue four for 2 points. In the county of North Yorkshire, sharing a border with the city of York. You're going to have a go at that one, Kev?
Okay.
You're going to have a go? Oh, okay, I think
I've got it. Yeah.
Okay, what's the team?
Is it Harrogate Town?
It is Harrogate Town. Well done. That was brilliant. 2 points, Kev. Clue five for 1 point. Simply nicknamed Town or the Sulphurites, the stadium sits in a spa town with a capacity of 5,000. It was, of course, it was Harrogate Town. And they play at... They play at Wetherby Road. And for sponsorship reasons, they are the Envirovent Stadium. I know you love a good sponsor.
Sounds like one of the ones that I made up.
Yeah, it does. So that is it for this week. We'll be back soon. If you appreciate what we do and you'd like to buy us a coffee, then please visit buymeacoffee.com/in that number. And as I say, next time we'll probably be previewing the season, any more signings that we have, and we have a guest on that's going to talk through the new signings in depth, and yeah, hopefully you join us for that one. So until then, up the Saints.
Up at Southampton.
Podcast Network.